Never mind. Here is Gruber.
Yeah, we did too. But I can't tell you about it. Bob can't tell you about it either. Oh, at any rate, good to have you here. It is. It's Monday. So much to cover. The Weekly Standard is gone, by the way. You missed that headline. The Weekly Standard goes up in flames after 23 years. Yeah, which is, you know, too bad. I like Stephen Hayes, who's been the magazine's editor-in-chief. And it's weird because they're doing it almost out of spite. The magazine always lost money, as all magazines do anymore, it seems. But it's Bill Kristol, you know, the guy who started this, never Trump guy who just doesn't seem to understand that his constant antagonistic approach to everything is not particularly helpful. Anyhow, the Weekly Standard goes dark. Goes dark, a little bit surprising. Megan Barr is still here with us from ReaganBabe.com. Megan, Bill Kristol is one of those people that just, to me, a constant annoyance, a constant fly in the ointment. And here, the magazine, his prize is going to get shuttered up. And does he even learn anything? And the answer is, of course not.
Of course not. Bill suffered from the syndrome that you're a legend in your own mind. You think you're much greater than the movement. And, you know, what was Bill Kristol all about, really? Was he really a conservative champion? Yes, he had his magazine for a couple decades, but he supported moderates. And this is the problem I have with these so-called litmus test conservatives, where I'm more conservative than you are. I've been writing about conservative politics for 23 years. Okay, well, you've been writing about conservative politics, but what have you done to get conservatives to the polls? Nothing. I mean, we couldn't even get evangelicals to vote for Mitt Romney. And so what was really their contribution to the conservative movement? They would have rather had Hillary win the presidency so they could just keep writing papers about how great it is to be a conservative. That doesn't move the needle. It also didn't help that they were trashing Trump supporters. Along with trashing Trump, okay, you know, you want to trash Trump all day. But when you pull in his supporters, it's going to backfire because guess what? His supporters are your subscribers.
Yeah.
So their echo chamber of never Trumpers, along over at National Review, you know, they can go and fill, you know, perhaps a table for brunch, but they're not going to fill a cruise line. If you recall, the Weekly Standard likes to take cruises and then take, you know, everybody that's not 80 or dead on a cruise, and they can talk about.
It brings something to mind here. And I've spent entirely too much time talking about Bill Kristol because we mentioned his name twice in one program. That's entirely too much. I need to stop immediately. And I want to think about going for a cruise. And I understand that the former chief of staff for the president, Reince Priebus, is going in the Navy. Yeah, he's going in the Navy. He's joined the Navy. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did see that headline the other day. I didn't look into it, though.
Little theme music. Well done, Alex. A little theme music because Ryan's Priebus. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't miss that, Megan. I mean, good Lord. I mean, Ryan's Priebus, 46 years old, I guess, so he's 4 years older than you're allowed to be. But he got a letter from Defense Secretary General Mattis saying, hey, we like him. He's going to be a reserve officer if he's accepted. And so I guess if friends in high places. All right, so it just makes you want to dance a little bit, Ryan. Dance a little bit, baby. Here you go. What can you learn to fly, play in sports or skin dive, study ocean? I couldn't help it, Megan. I just couldn't help it. Makes me want to wear an Indian headdress, you know, and I want to, you know, appropriate somebody else's culture. I just can't help it. I just carried away.
Oh, they would never survive at this day and age, would they?
Oh, good Lord,
they're
no.
They're okay. Weren't they all gay?
Well, yeah, but they're still misappropriating somebody else's culture. It's horrible, you know.
Well, maybe one of them was 1,024th Cherokee Indian.
Maybe. So you see, maybe that's right, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of the, anyhow, Reince Priebus.
What was their name? I'm totally blanking on their name.
Well, the Village People.
Thank you.
It's okay. You had successfully Monday. Driven it from your mind, and there I've ruined it. Successfully driven that from your mind after much focus, and now I've ruined it. I don't know why Reince Priebus is joining the Navy, but that's what he's doing. And so there you go. As you look, a lot of other people are going to have some new opportunities as well as they leave the administration. Ryan Zinke, the latest to go, as another turnover happens at the Trump administration. What do you make of all the turnover of people coming and leaving and going and the chief of staff out and things just continue to change? Do you think is this as chaotic in the White House as we're told by CNN? Is it worse? Is it better? What do you think?
I think it's pretty standard, especially when you look over the turnover in the Barack Obama White House. I think he had 9 chiefs of staff, if I'm not mistaken, and just about as many press secretaries. But when you look at Ryan Zinke, for example, you know, he's really not leaving on his own accord. He didn't really want to leave. According to his statement, he's leaving because of all of the outside threats that are being landed against him and potential lawsuits that he's facing for simply going up against, the radical EPA. He thought in the best interest of his family, you know, he would step down so he doesn't have to take the slings and arrows from outside leftist groups. And I've met Ryan Zinke, perhaps you've interviewed him. Very nice guy. And he's done a great job as Interior Secretary. But he can't withstand the arrows any longer. And this is a tactic of the left. They use lawsuits in order to personally destroy their enemies. They use the power of the federal government to personally destroy.
Well, they certainly do. They weaponize everything they can, every bureaucracy, every position they possibly can. Megan, no question about that. I got to leave it right there for this Monday. Megan Barth, you can find out more at ReaganBabe.com. That's ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, always appreciate your insight. And I liked Ryan, too. I interviewed him here not long ago on the program. Met him in person a couple times. Thought he was a pretty decent guy from Montana. Kind of liked him. So there you go. Have a great day. And a Merry Christmas. All right, there you go.
And Merry Christmas.
Of course, absolutely. By the way, if you're out shopping this Christmas season, don't kid yourself. Your data is available to be stolen. It's time to protect yourself. The Michigan Chamber's new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution could be your answer. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to find out more. We'll be right back.
Hey, ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of. Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants.